From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
Global warming goes beyond an inconvenient truth. We are overheating our planet with catastrophic consequences. Think about an overheated car or an overcooked dinner. Now imagine that on a planetary scale. The effects of global warming are not hypothetical. Weather spasms, melting ice, rising seas, endangered species, refugees. We're standing at a precipice. Our overconsumption of oil fuels the crisis, but it might surprise you to learn that something else we consume also significantly contributes to our problem, meat. Cow farms annually produce millions of tons of carbon dioxide and methane, two major greenhouse gases. Belching, flatulent livestock emit 16% of the world's methane. The animals we eat emit 21% of all the carbon dioxide that can be attributed to human activity. Yes, the U.S. should ratify Kyoto and make other major policy changes, but we also need to make personal changes. Recent studies conclude that changing from the standard American diet to a vegetarian, or better yet, vegan diet, does more to fight global warming than switching from a gas-guzzling Hummer to a Camry or from a Camry to a Prius. Eating meat is like driving an SUV, a vegetarian diet is like driving a hybrid, and a vegan diet is like riding a bicycle. Shifting away from SUVs, SUV lifestyles, and SUV diets to energy-efficient, life-affirming alternatives is essential to fight global warming. As Paul McCartney says, if anyone wants to save the planet, all they have to do is just stop eating meat. Eco eating fights global warming with our forks, knives, and chopsticks. In the words of another vegetarian, Gandhi, we must be the change we wish to see in this world. The fact that meat substantially increases global warming is another inconvenient truth, but another opportunity for positive change. With a perspective, I'm Dan Brook.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from AARP, committed to championing the future of every generation, from health and finances to volunteering and travel. Learn more at aarp.org.